first 11 minutes, I would say pretty good. And even in the first 11 minutes, after they scored, we came back and should have tied it up 1-1. So, you know, we're proud of the players, and especially the way they responded, going down 2-0 to Real, and in the fashion that we did, and still being able to play and try to play the way we want to play. That was really important. Roger Torres is always willing to take shots. He loves the ball. He loves every opportunity to make a great pass or take a shot. And, you know, it's something that we want to give all our players the freedom to do if they believe they have the right opportunity.
Next question.
We all know Cristiano Ronaldo's reputation. Is there anything specific that you guys worked on to try to target him and try to take it out of the game?
No, honestly, I mean, their whole roster is world-class players. So, you know, if we did anything to defend one of them, we'd have to worry about the other 10. And, you know, it's not just Cristiano. It's a who's who. So, but no, this game for us was a great opportunity, just like last Wednesday was, to get a lot of guys on the field, to get some valuable experience, you know, play an international game. And, you know, other than that, you know, that's what we went into it.
John, talk about the resilience of the team to just keep pouring it on late, especially when those seem to be your best chances of the game.
Yeah, I said earlier that we're proud of the way our guys responded going down two goals, and the fact that we kind of poured it on at the end. I think anytime you score a goal the way that we did, it immediately gives you a little confidence. You know, so some of the other guys are like, hey, if we can get one here, the second one's got to come. And you saw that. I mean, we had backs and defensive midfielders, you know, making 60, 70-yard runs trying to get in the box for that last goal. But, you know, that's how we've been since we started this franchise, that we want to push, we want to push, we want to finish stronger than we start. And, you know, I think we did that today, too. I'm sorry, what was that?
Are you glad these exhibition games are over and we can get back to league play then?
Yeah, for us, when we left New England last Monday, you know, Peter talked about that this was going to be a really fun week for us. You know, it was a break from the league matches, but we had two fantastic opponents in our hometown, although it says here we're the away team today. I don't know how that's possible. You know, it was a great week, a lot of fun. You know, we did what we wanted to do by getting a lot of guys valuable minutes, and, you know, you can't say enough about the crowd and those kind of things. So it was fun. But now we go back to work on the league side on Friday. Well, I mean, look, you're comparing Real Madrid, who's absolutely one of the best clubs in the world and has been for so long. I think what you see tonight is that MLS clubs can compete, and there's a lot of young guys out there, too, that are willing to now play the way, you know, that we ask them on a daily basis, but have that confidence and that swagger to go out against some of the world's best players and to ping it around a little bit. And that's the best part. So I think the league is continually getting better, but so does the rest of the world. You know, tonight was a good showcase for our guys and you know, in front of a good crowd. And so it was a good night.
Showcases, John, these last two friendlies, you're showcasing not just the U, but the city of Philadelphia, and you know, how proud of you as being part of this tournament, show Philadelphia's world-class soccer city.
Yeah, I think it just continues to grow. You look at the games that now Philadelphia as a whole is attracting. That's fantastic. But, you know, I think we have the U.S. national team, Mexico, coming up in a couple weeks here to attract the international games that we have this week. The World Cup game, the lead-up games last year here, and having Man U. And the support that is coming out for it. It's fantastic. But from the union side, we felt that all along. You know, we feel like we have the best fans in the whole country, and we have felt that support. And every time you go to PPL, it is rocking, and we love that. You know, a little more support maybe than we had tonight. There's a lot of opposition fans tonight, but that's good. That's good. And but no, Philadelphia is definitely growing in stature, and people around the country, especially when we go anywhere, know that it's a special place. I think we probably won some fans tonight for sure, and I think we did it not just because of the scoreline, but the way we played. You know, we weren't scared. We weren't, aside from that shaky beginning, but we weren't scared to try to play and play through them and to possess the ball and to really, you know, get combination and get numbers forward. And those are things that I think, you know, any fan watching walks away from when they see a Union game and, you know, that was pretty entertaining. That was exciting. That was fun to watch. You know, I don't think we have many people who leave our games going, God, that was boring. You know, it just doesn't happen. And certainly, you know, if the referee wants to call that handball at the end of the game, it's 2-2, or, you know, at least you're getting a penalty. But, you know, that's exciting. Their goalkeeper makes a great save on Jack McInerney right at the end of the match. And, you know, it could have been even a different scoreline.
Last question.
Your coaching staff, what would you most like to take away from these two matches against well-established European sides?
Well, you know, we don't have any injuries. So taking away the fact that we played, you know, two non-league games right smack in the middle of our season is fantastic because that's important. We got a lot of guys on the field in these two games and got a lot of quality minutes for young players who haven't seen a lot of league minutes. And hopefully we can push ourselves even further. And lastly, we've continued to establish the way that we want to play. And that's the best part.